is Jean Watson, and I'm so glad you could join me today on UCB Ireland. Do you know in your heart that the Lord is calling you to a closer walk with Him? Have you been feeling stuck and frustrated in your relationship with God, or perhaps in life in general? Well, the Lord's been reminding me lately that our fruitfulness in life, of course, comes from Him, but it's also dependent on our faithfulness with what God has entrusted to us. Yes, I know we can do nothing without God's Spirit flowing within us, and that He's the one who does the work, but He can't do work through a vessel that's not willing and obedient. The truth is, we are not made to be robots. Fulfilling our highest calling in Christ doesn't happen simply because it was meant to be. Of course, there are many circumstances in life that we can't control, but I'm talking more about those things we can control, how we're going to use what God has already given us, our time, our money, our talents, and our resources. This is something that's not often spoken of in the church because we don't want people to think they have to work to earn God's favor or our salvation. Make no mistake, you and I are loved by God just the way we are. We don't have to win the Lord's approval, but what God is able to do in us and through us, to a certain degree, is our choice and responsibility. Jesus illustrates this in a parable He told, which is recorded in Matthew chapter 25. Matthew 25, beginning in verse 14, says, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country, who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. And likewise, he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had delivered 5 talents came and brought 5 more talents, saying, 'Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I've gained 5 more talents besides them.' His Lord said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord.' He also who had received 2 talents came and said, 'Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I've gained 2 more talents besides them.' His Lord said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord.' Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, 'Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours.' But the Lord answered and said to him, 'You wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away.'" In this story, some of the servants invested what was given to them as if it was not their own. They may have sacrificed time and risked personal security with one goal in mind, simply to please their master. The unfaithful servant, on the other hand, chose to do nothing. He hid what he had been given and brought back no harvest to the master. So how does this apply to you and I? Well, the Lord convicted me recently of some areas of my life where I've not been bearing the fruit I know that I can. I guess you could simply call it laziness on my part. If I'm not fruitful in a certain area of my life, in my career, my area of gifting, my ministry, my health, or my relationships, perhaps I need to look at how I've been stewarding my time, money, and resources in those areas. Sometimes I forget that my life is not my own. It is not as if the Lord's standing over me with a stick every day, beating me up if I don't try hard enough, not at all. But if I'm lacking the joy of the Lord in some area of my life, perhaps I need to look at my faithfulness in that area. Am I being faithful to God with my time, with the management of my home, my gifts, my money, my health, my family, my relationships? Take just a moment and think, what has God entrusted to you as a gift? And what are you doing with that gift? How can you invest what you've been given to be a more effective witness for the Lord? What do you hear the Holy Spirit prompting you to do? Faithfulness could mean getting up an hour early to spend time in God's Word and in prayer. Maybe it means going back to school to get that education you never finished. It could mean being faithful with your health by joining a gym and committing to eating a more healthy diet. Faithfulness could mean investing more time in your relationships or in the development of a gift or talent. Maybe it means being a better steward of your finances. What is the Spirit prompting you to do with what you've been given? You'll know it's God's voice because you'll have joy about what He's asking you to do. No guilt or condemnation. Let's ask the Lord to show us where we can be more faithful to Him this week. Father, thank you for entrusting us with good gifts. Forgive us for not always using those gifts faithfully for you. Forgive us for not always honoring you with our lives. Help us, Holy Spirit, to be diligent, to use, develop, and invest all that you've invested in us to bear fruit and to bring you much joy. Thank you that we then get to share in your joy. In Christ's name we pray, amen. Well, I hope you feel encouraged and inspired today to use whatever's in your hands this week for the Lord and to become all He's made you to be by the power of His Spirit who works mightily within you. Thanks for listening, and I hope you can tune in again next time on UCB Ireland. Take care now.